Kieran, Tuesday night, the playoff game, it's on next Friday. The fate of the club, in many ways, in the Premier Division at least, is going to be decided.
Yeah, without a doubt, two massive games, two biggest games of the season. It's all about survival. It's about staying in the Premier League. We all know what it was like 5 or 6 years ago down in the First Division. It's not a nice place to be, but please God, we'll get the right result on Tuesday night. We've got buses going down to the match on Friday night, no matter where it is, be Waterford or Longford. And reductions on tickets and the bus fare. So hopefully we'll have a big crowd no matter where we go.
What's the feeling among the board about the fact that everybody thought the Premier Division club would have home advantage in the second game? Were you actually surprised when this press release came out from the FAI last week, or had you been informed?
No, we were informed. It was part of the participation agreement this year that there would be a toss of the coin. People overlooked that. But look, let's be honest, we knew when we took over this club 6 weeks ago that relegation was a major factor and a major concern to ourselves, and we've taken this on irrespective of whether we stay in the Premiership or be relegated. Hopefully we're not, because it makes the job a wee bit easier, but if we do go down, we're here for the long haul.
If the nuclear option does happen, in many ways, if you do go down, have your plans in place to have enough money to get you straight back up?
Yeah, well, look, at this moment in time, we plan A, B, C and D, and you have to have running a football club. And, you know, this we discussed this 6-7 weeks ago, you know, when we came in to take over this football club, that we had to have, you know, plan A, B, C and D. And, yeah, this club can be sustainable. It can be sustainable, obviously, in a lower division, but obviously there's serious financial implications in terms of your support, in terms of the amount of money you can spend on the players out in the field because of the money you'll be generating in the First Division, and in terms of sponsorship and so forth, you know. But look, we're going to be positive here. We think we can win the playoff. The last 3 or 4 games counted for nothing in the season. We were resting players who were obviously in fear of suspension going into these 2 games, players that are carrying wee knocks. So everything over the last 3 to 4 weeks has been leading up to these 2 games, basically.
But the big fear is the fact that you've been in, the team's been in a situation, they've gone 18 games without a win, and history is shown in the playoffs, and I have been studying them, like teams that have been in the playoffs from the Premier Division and they've hit a good run, have survived, yet teams have gone into a cycle of runs of defeat. They've found it very hard, and that has to be a major worry.
Yeah, to a point, but at the end of the day, let's be honest, it's 2 cup finals, and over the last 3 to 4 weeks we knew we were in this situation, and in fairness we had put plan B into place in terms of making sure that we've our best 11 out in the field next Tuesday and the following Friday. So the last 3 to 4 weeks have been incidental. They don't really matter, because we were more concerned in making sure that the players that were carrying knocks, the players that were carrying suspensions, served those suspensions so that we have a free run for these 2 big games.
You've a good player in, I was saying it to them in preview, you've a good player in Bob McDonald, and he's as a young player, he's a great prospect for the club. Would you like to see him getting a run out on Tuesday night? Or I know it's a matter for the manager. Personally, I think he should be playing.
No, look, their managerial decisions would be remiss of me, Dick. Say who should play or who shouldn't play. That's not our role. Our role is to make sure that this football club is sustainable. We've saved this football club, and we want to make sure, no matter what division we're in next year, that this football club carries on for a long time into the future.
The licensing, I mean, you've obviously been working on that. That was one of the big fears when Jerry Matthews announced that he was pulling out, that he wasn't going to be putting a license together. That was what the immediate thing was. You've been working on that, and you've been working on that. And obviously, it's a Premier Division license the club has been working on. And have you had to submit that yet, Kieran?
No, that's not due until the 21st of November. But we have been working away. There's aspects of it that do relate to the Premier League, and aspects that do relate to a First Division club. But other
but it's
aspects.
The Premier Division license you're looking for?
Oh, without a doubt, and we will be in the Premiership next year.
And the final thing, just on the pitch, Kieran. What's the medium to long term plans for the pitch? Are you going to lift the pitch over the close season, or